And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. That was the end of African Rhythms, and it is time for Skald's Hall. My name is Brian McDonald, and you're listening, as I said, to UBC's very own CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And to top off the hour, I just want to bring a couple of announcements to your attention. The first one, and perhaps most immediately important, is that we have just recently, just hot off the presses, completed an interview with Eleanor Hendricks of the Community Verve. And she is involved in a very fascinating project. We're going to be having her interview coming up on our next episode. That will be Friday, March the 20th. And it will be involving a very fascinating multimedia project that has a lot of very fun and educational applications. So please stay tuned for that next week. Also, coming up, I think, not the week after, but 3 weeks from now, April 3rd to the 5th, will be the Vancouver Fan Expo. And I found out very recently, a couple of days ago, that CITR 101.9 FM has officially been invited back through me. That is awesome. So we will be able to go and cover that. This year, I'm very pleased to say they seem to have a very, from a media standpoint, much more user-friendly approach to being able to arrange interviews. It's been a little bit rough in the times past because they've tried to squeeze them in during just the convention time. And, you know, the people who come as celebrities often have a lot of other things that they are doing during that very limited time. Some of them don't stay for the whole time. Some of them are only there for a day or so. They've got panels. They got photo ops. They got to sign autographs. They've got a lot to do. And usually community radio kind of loses out. So what they're doing this year is they have asked us to choose some interviewees, and they will see if they can arrange interviews in advance via distance. And seeing as how we're a radio station that does most of our interviews via Skype anyway, that's awesome news for us because we can do the interviews that way. So, I can't make any promises yet because no promises were made to us. However, the deadline for submitting was March the 20th. I submitted my list quite some time ago, consisting of pretty much every voiceover person they were going to have. Hopefully that means that we'll be able to get that because everyone else will be fighting over William Shatner, who's also going to be there. And he's done voiceover work, but the list for getting an interview with him is probably roughly as long as an Imperial Star Destroyer. I don't feel that we had much of a chance, so I didn't ask. However, we did get a lot of other wonderful potential guests. I'm not going to announce them yet. I'm going to wait until I've got something concrete to announce before I jump the gun. Coming up, though, tonight, we do have a bit of a treat for everybody. We are having, on tonight's show, as our main feature, the end of Radio New Zealand's Resistance series by Becca Barnes. We've been playing that off and on for the last several weeks. And now we have the final three episodes that we are about to play for you concurrently. So that's coming up right now on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey now boys, think you're smart. Believe that girl and break her heart. She needs you and you're gone all night.
How do you define success? UBC's Business Communications Club wants to know what it means to you at UBC's largest public speaking competition on Thursday, March 19th. Come by the CPA Hall in the Sauder Building on UBC to get your ticket and check out our Facebook event, All Faculties and Years Welcome.
Further than I remember.
And steeper up? This is steep.
Nearly there, I think.
How do you know the guy?
Old friend of the resistance. He's a lovely guy, salt of the earth type. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Whoa! Shit! Get down, Rowan.
Is it the knobs?
No, no. I think we might be here. Bloody Tama! Tama! Mate! It's us!
Get off my property, all shirt!
Tama! Tell us that! Don't shoot!
I thought you said an old friend.
Shut up, Rowan.
Oh, damn it. Jupiter! Jupiter! Bugger. Never remembers a safe word. Memory like a sieve. I know. Take off your shirt, Rowan.
What?
Just do it.
Fine.
Now, wave it round.
Why?
It's white. Now look, just do it.
Okay, okay. Al, he's coming over here. He's still got the gun.
Don't shoot, Tama.
I'll bloody shoot if I want. Oh, Alistair. Kia ora, mate. Oh, it's you. Oh, why didn't you say so earlier? Oh,
kia ora,
Tama. Haramai, haramai.
Haramai.
Oh, sorry about the gun, mate. Can't be too bloody careful. Knob's roaming these hills constantly.
Fair enough, mate, fair enough. Oh, Tama, this is Rowan. He's helping me out on a mission.
G'day, son. Bit scrawny, aren't you?
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, wouldn't be telling me to shut up if I were you, boy. Who's the one with the gun?
Sorry.
Oh, you shouldn't have come up, boys. Them tunnels in bad condition. Was going to fix them up before you came. But it's too dangerous.
We've got to, Tama. Now is the time.
Now's the worst time. Nah, but what time is ever good for something like this, eh? All right. As you wish, mate. As you wish. Follow me. What am I?
Thank you, Tama. Come on, Rowan.
Hey, Sabi. Want to come and help me with a special project?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? It's really cool.
No, thank you.
You're missing Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can just watch then, but I might need a special helper in a minute.
What are you doing?
I'm taking the grating off this vent.
Why?
Here, hold this. There. I can't see much. Will you come and be my helper? I'll lift you up.
Okay.
Here, put your foot on my hands there. Up you go. There.
There's air blowing on my face.
That's because it's an air conditioning vent. What do you see?
It looks like a little tunnel. It gets dark at the end. I think it turns a corner.
How big is it?
Boost me up. I can fit.
Okay, here. 3, 2, 1.
It goes really far once you turn the corner.
Come help me up. Okay. Right. Okay, Sabi, it's time to start crawling.
But where are we going?
We're going to find my dad.
Keep it hidden just in case. The knobs are up here all the time.
That's the last of them.
Look at it. Now, my great-grandfather had a hand in building this. My dad used to say. I was probably bullshitting.
The tunnel's tiny.
Look, I keep a couple of headlamps a few metres in. You'll find them. Al, you go first. It gets a bit tight further on, so you'll want to check your feet before you send the boy, eh?
A bit tight? How tight?
Tight enough. Just keep turning... left until you come to a rock pile like the one out here, yeah? Then dig. That will be your entrance point.
You're not coming, Tama?
No, boy. Too many deaths. Too many. Still got the place mapped out in my head, though.
Wait. Deaths?
Thanks for your help, Tama. We owe you one.
No worries, mate. No worries. Good luck to yous. You'll bloody need it in there.
Alistair, if it's that dangerous, should we really...
What have I told you, Rowan?
Sorry. Let's go.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Ka kite te korua.
Yep, see ya.
One over.
Oh, it smells in here. What is this place?
It's an old gold mine. Dates back to the 1920s. No ventilation system.
Is the air safe?
No, there's no way of knowing.
Just how unsafe are these tunnels?
Well, could cave any minute, or in 20 years, who knows? Oh, come on, let's get this over with. You've got to wriggle through this narrow section to get inside. Me.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's there?
The vent, Dad.
Oh no, Jaina.
Quick, can you get the cover off?
Jaina, oh my God, I knew you'd get here. Hold on. Oh, come on. Jaina, give me a hug, kiddo.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Oh, let me look at you. You look more grown up.
Jaina?
Oh, here, come on, Sadie. I'll give you a hand. Here, there. Dad, this is my friend Sadie. She's been my helper.
Hello, Sadie. I'm Alan. Nice to meet you. How'd you find me?
We've been crawling through the ventilation ducts for hours. Your hand.
Oh.
What did they do to you?
No, it's only a bruise. What about you? Are you okay?
We haven't had a very good couple of days, have we, Sabie?
No.
The ranking.
I'll explain later. Walden, you haven't caved?
No, never. But if we stay in here, he'll find a way to get the info from us.
I know. But, Dad, the Link X disabling machine. I'm so close to cracking it.
You what?
My friend Rowan has the algorithms I've been working on and the tech. We've got a diagnostic unit with a scan of a virus scrambler.
Oh, my God, you got a scrambler. You got a scrambler. How did you manage that?
It's a long story, but I'm so close, Dad.
Well, come on, no, we've got to get out of here.
There's that tunnel, right? Tama's tunnel?
It's dangerous. We sent two guys up it from in here, really top-class climbers with ropes and all the kit, and we never saw them again.
Oh, but...
Well, it's a warren. They could have been caught by the knobs on the way down, or maybe a rock fall, drowning. It floods sometimes.
Still, it's worth a shot, right?
Jaina, don't leave me.
Oh, Sabie, we'll take you with us, I swear.
Promise?
Yeah, of course we will.
Now, how are we going to do this?
Oh, shit, Alistair, what's that?
It's just a bug. man. Well, that's not just any bug, I think that's a cave weeder.
Aren't they extinct?
Very, very endangered. Not meant to be any left in the wild. I suppose there's still some hope, eh?
Will he bite?
Yep. Well, come on, leave him be.
Oh, this is from the gold rush, right?
Imagine if we found gold down here.
Tantalum's the new gold now, mate. Oh, the tunnel narrows a bit here. Run. I don't know if I'll fit. Hey, can you squeeze past me? Go through? We've gone six lefts. The entrance should be right up ahead.
I'll give it a shot.
Watch it. Your foot nearly went in my mouth.
Okay. I think I'm through. It gets wider here. I reckon you'll make it. Hold on, I'll just move this rock.
Wait. No, Rowan, don't move.
The trade agreement is signed here tomorrow, Dad.
I know. Security will be intense.
I want to leave now. Let's trick them.
Oh, it's not that easy. Sorry, Sabi.
They'll lock us in our quarters. Full lockdown.
Fair enough. We're not supposed to exist after all.
Yeah, they're calling it a well done for your hard work day off. What a joke. Some of the fellas have been here 10 years and they've never had a day off.
I think we should try and get to the tunnel. We could go by the vents.
Too dangerous, Jaina.
Are you okay? Alistair! Talk to me!
I'm okay. I think I'm stuck.
I'm gonna reach through and grab your hands, okay? Gotcha! I'm gonna pull now, okay?
Hurry up!
Okay. You're moving! I gotcha!
Bloody dust. Thanks, Rowan.
You all right?
Just a bit bruised, I think. I can't go back now. It's a big cave in behind us. We need more men to clear that. Well, you have a look around while I catch my breath, would you?
Right. Al! Al! I found the entrance to the mines!
The Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of Vancouver and the Vancouver Public Library presents the 19th Annual EG Fest. Do you know what engineers and geoscientists do? Have you ever wondered how to become one? Come to the 19th Annual EG Fest this March 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. EG Fest is a one-day event held during National Engineering and Geoscience Month. There will be lots of companies, organizations, and student teams showcasing their work. There will be interactive displays. This free event is great for the entire family. For more information, please search for the Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of BC online. And come check out the 19th Annual EG Fest this March 21st.
Come on. Come on, Ryan. Keep going.
It's such a massive pile.
Of course it is. The entrance has to be hidden. We're in there.
Okay. One more big rock. Push.
Is that it? Stick your hand through.
Yeah. It's clear. We can go through.
Hey, no caving in on me this time, eh?
Yeah. You go first. Then if it caves, at least it'll be on me.
Turn your headlamp off. Don't know what we'll find through there. I'll call you if it's safe.
Al? Are you through?
Yeah. No one around. You can come through.
Al, where are you? Can I turn on the headlamp?
No, shh. I heard something. Touch your hand onto the left wall and follow it, okay? Miners down the tunnel to the left. Come on, let's go right.
Look, outdoors.
Ah, mine entrance. Come on, let's see where we are.
There's a list of levels on that wall.
Shit, this place is huge.
Where should we look for them?
Hang on. Living quarters start. 12 levels up. Let's go and find some stairs.
Today's the day, folks.
The dignitaries are done looking at bloody sheep and are off up to the mines to sign the tantalum trade agreement.
Fantastic. Now the whole world will have the resources to make Mass Link X units. Isn't that lovely?
James, careful. Your sarcasm is showing.
Sorry, listeners. It's just you'd think others would learn from our mistakes.
Oh, the world doesn't work that way, mate. I'll put on your favourite song.
Oh, Capri. You gem.
Is this the right level?
I think so.
Shit, what's that? Looks like an info desk.
Damn it.
There's a knob in there. She's seen us. Shall we run?
No. She looks busy. Just keep walking.
Reminder to all. There will be no shifts today. Once your current shift ends, please return to your quarters. There will be severe consequences for anyone who attempts to leave quarters today.
She's got an intercom in there, right?
So?
So we can use it to let them know we're here to rescue them. You distract them from me, okay?
How?
I don't know. Think of something. Come on. Morning, officer. We're new, and we're a little lost.
Oh, it's quite simple, really. Just follow the floor light.
We weren't quite sure where to... Oh, God. Oh, my heart.
Mate, what's wrong?
God, it hurts.
Ma'am, help him. He looks like he's having a heart attack.
Get him on the ground. I'm coming.
Water.
Roll on your side. You there, grab the water bottle off my desk.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God.
Oops. I turned the intercom on. Sorry, ma'am. Jupiter, what an idiot. Apologies from the information desk.
Oi, turn that off. Bring me the water.
Sabi, wake up.
Don't wanna.
Sabi, did you hear the intercom? It said Jupiter. That means that someone is here to rescue us, Sabi.
Huh?
I have some friends. I think they've come to get us. We have to go and find my dad again. We should all be together.
We're really getting rescued?
Yeah.
Yay!
I should be an actor, Al.
Yeah, you're a pretty convincing kid.
Where are we heading now?
I figure we'll head to the living quarters and see if we can spot him.
Oi, you two. Stay right there. Hands where we can see you.
Shit.
Do as they say.
Right, you two. Stay still for scanning.
No prisoner codes detected. Unauthorized persons. Unauthorized persons.
Hands on top of your heads. You're coming with us.
Dad!
Jaina! What are you doing here?
Come on, Sabi. Jupiter, Dad! The Resistance are here. Al was on the intercom.
They've come to save us.
We've got to find them, Dad. They'll never find us
in this place. Whoa, slow down.
Sorry. I just think we should get down to the mines before the last shift ends. They'll be locking everything up soon, and you'll never fit in the vents, Dad.
Right. We've got 10 minutes. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
We're just here to find my wife.
Oh, yeah?
Bonnie. His sister, my wife, right?
Is she here?
Bullshit. Step outside with me a moment, officer.
Should I log the report?
Let's just think about this for a second, okay? Today, of all days, these two sneak in. Well, they're up to something. And if Warden hears about this, then
we're dead.
No one saw, right?
I can't be certain.
We'll just say it's a false alarm. As long as we get rid of these two, no one will ever have to know that we had a serious breach.
I don't know about this.
Well, come on, man. I've got a family to worry about.
Yeah, but what if Warden comes in?
Warden will be here in an hour, man.
Okay, okay, okay.
Oh, come on, Sabi, get up.
I'm tired. And my feet hurt.
Jaina, she's had it. Let's head down one of the disused shafts and she can have a rest.
Shh. Someone's coming. Quick, Dad, get out of sight. Come on, Sabi, get up. Oh, hey!
Jaina, Sabi, how are you settling in?
Pretty good. We're in a bit of a hurry, sorry.
Better get back to quarters soon. Apparently the knobs dragged off a couple of guys earlier.
What?
Yeah, my friend saw them getting marched off. Didn't recognise the guys, though. Weird. She's been here as long as me.
Really? Where do they take you when you get out of line down here?
The slammer on 16. If you're lucky.
Oh. And if you're not?
The crusher.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Oh, I don't hang round. Lockdown starts soon. Don't want to be found out of the quarters after lockdown, believe me.
Come on, Sabi. Better get going. Don't want to end up in the crusher. Is she gone?
Yeah.
Okay, Dad. All clear. Did you hear?
Yeah. Nobs picked two men up.
Two guys not from here. It's gotta be them.
Oh, damn it. So much for the rescue mission.
I know where the holding cells are on 16. That must be the slammer. Dad, take Sabi and wait down there and... Oh, what shaft is that?
12Q. Hasn't been mined in years. Full of empty drums and other junk. Plenty of places to hide. But Jaina, you can't.
Shush,
there's people,
Dad,
all over the place.
Dad, I'm going. If we're not back here by 8 tonight, well, you'll have to start looking for Tama's tunnel.
Right. I'm not going to talk you out of this, am I?
Nope. Don't worry, Dad. I'll rescue our rescuers. Bloody hell. I'll see you by 8.
Keep safe, Jaina.
Will do. See you soon.
You go and check the coast is clear.
Okay. I'll get them to put the maintenance crew kit on. Nobody will bend an eyelid.
Right. Back in 5.
Okay, boys. It's your lucky day. You've been added to the maintenance crew working up at the crusher. Get this gear on. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Let us out, you... bastards!
Calm down, Al.
Working is better than the firing squad. can get out of here and find Jaina soon.
Don't you get it? The Crusher? We're screwed. We gotta get out of here. We just need our...
How about a Jaina?
Jaina? Is that you?
Rowan? You're in there. I didn't think it'd be you.
Of course I bloody came.
Oh, Rowan. You tried to save me and you got caught.
Hey, it's more complicated than that.
Jaina, can you get us out of here?
They've got a monster padlock on here.
They'll be back in a minute. They said they'd take us up to the Crusher.
The Crusher? Oh, shit. I'll go up ahead and see if... Hang on, someone's coming.
Be careful. Get out of sight.
She's gone, mate.
I told you to put the kit on.
Hurry up. Put the hard hats and coats on now.
Come on. Let's get moving. The rest of the crew are already up there.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Drew! Climb up to the cab and turn the Crusher off.
I hate going up that ladder.
Oh, just do it, all right? You guys are going to be working on the grinder heads inside the crushing chamber.
So where is the rest of the crew?
They're on a break. Officer Drew was just up there turning off the machine.
Come on, Drew! Get a move on!
Nearly there.
Okay, I made it. Just got to unlock the cab.
I thought you'd never get here.
Okay. Pull the bolt on that access latch.
I told you. I'm not getting inside that thing.
Do as you're told.
I'm not going to either.
Just do as I say. I've got the gun, remember?
All right. All right. Keep your shirt on. I'll do it.
Right. Get inside.
I already told you. I'm not going through that hatch.
Stop being paranoid. You're part of the maintenance crew. I already told you that.
What are we supposed to do? We've had no training.
Basic service. Save a bit of grease and oil on the rotors. Free any of the heads that are clogged.
I don't know anything about that stuff. Which bit of the rotors?
Which bit of the rotors? Look, I've had enough. Stop pissing about or I'll shoot you down.
Yeah, all right, just... Keep calm.
Easy does it. Come on, Al.
We okay. I'm coming.
Nice and easy. No sudden moves.
My leg!
What the hell happened?
His leg has been shot.
Coming down, guys.
Quick, out of here before his partner catches on.
Oh, I took care of him. Let's go.
Hey! Get back here! Go! I need backup!
Shit! Let's go!
No cover!
I'll hold him back. You two, get out of here.
But Al,
go! Save Jaina.
Come on, Jaina.
Run!
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
The eyes of the world are watching the small Coromandel town of Pukitui, where the Coromandel Range Mines are located. This mine is the source of the world's purest form of tantalum and supplies more than 70% of the world's demand. This metal, which far exceeds gold in value, is vital for superchip technologies. The official opening of the rail link between the mine and the port of Tauranga today is a significant event, not just for the small tantalum-rich country of New Zealand, but also for superpowers China, USA, and burgeoning powers like Australia and India.
Morning, officers. Security report, Stat. Everything accounted for?
Oh, yes, sir. Not a hitch so far.
Good. Can't afford for a thing to go wrong today, boys. If it does, I'll know who to blame, eh?
Yes, sir. Don't you worry about that, sir.
Good.
I can't believe they bloody got away. Walden's gonna kill us if he finds out.
My head is killing me.
Your head is killing you? Oh, I got shot.
Calm down, calm down. We'll find them. No one has to know.
We should have told him.
No way, mate.
Gotta be around here somewhere.
What's that over there? Al, it's Al.
Al, are you? Oh shit, no. Al, wake up. Al.
It's no use, Rowan. He's dead.
No. Al. Al Bold, he's dead.
He did what he was trained to do, Rowan.
And he did it because he was a good guy. A better guy than me. I'm sorry you got taken, Jaina. It should have been me, but Al wouldn't be dead if it had been. Damn it!
No, hey, Rowan, shh. Hey, it's okay.
No, it's not. I screwed everything up for everyone.
It's not that simple. Jeez, you're an idiot. And I missed you. Sorry.
You're pretty cool.
Oh, you're a weird one, Rowan Aldridge.
I won't let it happen again. I won't let you down. I promise, okay?
I know.
Come on. Let's put Al out of sight.
The tantalum trade agreement is due to be signed by President Burton and Premier Chan. I spoke with them earlier today.
President Burton, sir, how are you feeling about the agreement?
Securing the supply of tantalum underwrites our economic prosperity into the foreseeable future.
And what are you looking forward to, Premier Chan?
I am rather anxious to see these mines. I hear they are fully automated and use a robotic workforce. Very fascinating.
Dad! Save me!
Jaina!
You found us. Who's this?
Sabi, this is Rowan. He's a friend.
What? Like a boyfriend?
Dad, you remember Rowan?
Yeah, good to see you, mate. You've grown up a bit.
10 years will do that.
Where's Al?
He didn't make it.
Oh, shit, no!
Listen, the escape tunnel, it's just around here.
Even more while we were away. Can we dig through?
Too dangerous. We nearly got crushed on the way in.
How are we gonna get out? Jaina?
I have an idea.
Premier Chan, President Burton, welcome to our glorious complex.
Yeah, quite the drive, isn't it?
That it is, Mr. President. And how are you today, Premier Chan?
Can't see.
Oh, please, come inside. We'll get you a cup of tea before the press conference, shall we?
Come on. I think it's this way.
Where are we going, Jaina?
You'll see.
What's that door there?
No, I'm not sure. It was locked the other day.
Not today.
Jaina? What are they?
Robots?
Damn. Is this what I think it is?
I reckon so.
Hey, we're not all geniuses.
They're robot workers. They're mining. They're doing our jobs, fully automated.
They're going to replace the workers?
No, this looks like... Oh, this looks like a showroom.
Slaves are cheaper than robots, Jaina. This is what the public thinks does the work.
We should smash them.
No! No, we can't risk it. Out of here. This thing's giving me the creeps.
Any luck?
No sign of them. Look, we have to tell Walden.
We can't.
Look, it'll be worse if we don't. I'm doing it.
No! No! Can't hear you.
And that concludes our tour.
Excuse me, sir. Can I speak with you for a moment?
Not now. Excuse me a moment, everyone. This better be good, officer.
We have a security breach, sir. 2 unauthorized personnel on the premises.
Fix it. Now.
Sabi's safe where we left her.
She's fine. Okay. The doors to the quarters are up there. How many guards?
About 6 on the male quarters and about the same on the female. They're all playing cards, though.
Okay. I'll distract them while you guys get the doors open.
Wait. No.
It's part of the plan, Rowan.
They all have guns, Jaina. Anyone's gonna be bait. It's me.
No way.
Listen, I said I wouldn't let you down. It's what Al would have done.
He's got a point, Jaina. You'd be better to help break the door codes than him.
Give me a shot.
Okay, fine. But you better not get bloody shot.
I'm not planning on it.
Okay. 3,
Smells!
What's that? Over there!
I got out! After him! Come and get me!
Got it. Dad?
Yep, got him.
Everyone in the living quarters! The doors are open and we're escaping! Who's coming? Come on, follow us!
Come on, follow us! This way, everyone! This way! Quickly now, come on! Run, everybody! Run! Run, everybody!
I'd like to start by welcoming you all to our complex today. Particularly Premier Chan and President Burton have traveled so far. Today is a momentous day in New Zealand history. And I'm honored to be a part of this wonderful partnership. The Link-X technology has been well received within New Zealand, and it will be a great honor to see it make its way into the world. Thank you for signing, Premier Chan, President Burton. If you could please all turn your attention to your left, where the first ceremonial load of tantalum will exit the mines.
The ceremonial train emerges from the mine now. It's covered in people, clinging to the sides. They look like prisoners. They appear to be escaping. Gunfire has broken out. There's National Order Board officers shooting at the people clinging to the train.
Calm down, folks.
I don't understand what's happening here today, but this is out of control.
Just a bit of a misunderstanding.
Rowan, you did an amazing job back there.
Yeah, we all did. Using the train was your idea.
Take the compliment, Rowan.
Shit. What's happening back there?
The perimeter guards. They're trying to pull people from the train.
Get off!
They've got a little girl.
Shit.
We can't help. They'll take us too.
Oh, Rowan. Haven't you learned anything? I'll catch up with you later.
Jaina, no!
Someone's got to help her.
No, Jaina! No, Jaina! They've got guns! Get down!
Jaina!
No!
You've been listening to Resistance, featuring Erin Banks as Jaina and Alex Gregg as Rowan, with Jeffrey Thomas as Walden, Tim Gordon as Trent, Nick Blake as Curtis, and Tim Spite as Alan. Other actors include Nina and Bruno Smith, Nikki McDonnell, Jack Sargent, Gavin Rutherford, Russell Smith, Judith Gibson, Nigel Collins, David McKenzie, Robert Hartley, Dame Kate Harcourt, and Thomason McKenzie. Resistance was written by Becca Barnes, recorded and engineered by Phil Benge, and produced by Duncan Smith for Radio New Zealand National.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
It's how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Bonjour, mon nom est Laurence Gatinel, and I'm here in Vancouver, BC. Over the next few days, myself, as well as other colleagues from around the province, will be shining the spotlight on the West Coast francophone and francophile community. This is our very own way to celebrate les rendez-vous de la francophonie. Saviez-vous que la première presse d'imprimerie de Colombie-Britannique avait été importée de France par un évêque québécois?
The year 1858 saw the creation of three newspapers in British Columbia. The first French-language one, La Courrier de la Nouvelle-Calédonie, was founded on September 18. Why the name, you ask? Well, many employees of the Hudson's Bay Company established on the Pacific coast were Scots from the area above the river estuaries Clyde and Forth, called Caledonia. The first bishop of Vancouver was the Quebecois Modeste Demers. In 1856, he received a printing press, gift of the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, in Paris. Bishop Demers intended to use it to print religious tracts and educational materials, but its role expanded well beyond its original purpose. The Courrier de la Nouvelle-Calédonie was published by Paul de Garot, a French count, émigré from San Francisco, who had fled Paris in 1851. Many of the Fraser River miners and prospectors, and some of the new residents of Victoria at this time, were also French émigrés from California, so there were some potential readers. Le Courrier was a tri-weekly, and only 9 issues are known to have been printed. Some say it's because there wasn't enough interest to sustain a French-language publication. Others say Paul de Garot's freedom of speech and political agenda didn't particularly please Bishop Demers. The press is now retired at the Royal BC Museum in Victoria. The Demers printing press was only one of the many contributions of the Francophones to BC's history.
And you can learn more by contacting the Société Historique Francophone de la Colombie-Britannique. Join us for Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, March 6 to 22nd. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge. You're off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Fund Drive 2015. 0, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000,
Fund Drive 2015 has concluded with a bang. We're almost at our $40,000 goal, which will allow us to complete the digitization of our reel-to-reel archives and make decades worth of independent radio history accessible online. And because our current site is full of kinks and always on the verge of meltdown, this money will go towards a new website which will make accessing CITR easier than ever before. For less than the price of a coffee, pledge to help preserve CITR's past and future. Or donate more and receive great prizes. CITR apparel, framed Discorder art, a new tape which collects historic live music from CITR, and more. Go online at CITR.ca to pledge. Donate today, and let's get digital.
Thank you.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and this is Scalds Hall, and we are in Vancouver somehow. Wait a minute. Only I am. You might not be, depending upon where you're listening from. Anyway, just a quick recap about what has happened this week. We recorded very recently, just before the show started, an interview with Eleanor Hendricks, who is involved in a very interesting multimedia project that involves live performance. My favorite. Anyway, that interview will be airing first thing on our show Friday at 9, March the 20th. That is our very next show, our very next week. Beyond that, we have been formally and officially invited to Vancouver Fan Expo. CITR 101.9 FM has been granted a press pass for me to go to Vancouver Fan Expo as a media guest, which is nice because then we can report upon it for you. We also have put in requests for interviews for various voiceover people because this is the spoken word entertainment show. This year, their process for getting interviews done seems to be a lot more efficient than it has been in the past. Not that I have too much to complain about. I did get a lot of interviews in years past. However, this year, they're allowing us to have potential preview access to guests for interviews, which is really nice because we don't have to run around the convention in a very, very tight schedule, trying to find rooms, trying to find guests, trying to find equipment, and so on and so forth. We can just do the interviews beforehand. And hopefully also that will mean things will not change up. It was not Vancouver Fan Expo, but we have had difficulties having interviews happen in the past at certain other conventions. Not Vancouver Fan Expo, though. That's coming up. The Vancouver Fan Expo itself runs from April 3rd to April 5th. That's 1, 2, 3 weeks from tonight. It begins and it ends the following Sunday. And we will be there at least in a minor capacity as media. So that will be coming up in the coming weeks. Hopefully I'll know a little bit more about exactly which guests I will be able to interview by next week. They said to put in requests for interviews by March the 20th. I have already done so, and the guests I requested don't typically get their doors knocked down in terms of fawning media. Sometimes they do, and for very specific things they do. But I'm hoping that I can get far enough the list that I can bring interviews to you. Awesome. So that is just about all of the time that we have here for Scald's Hall. Coming up at 10, in just a moment or so, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John. And then later on, we have The Medicine Show, which is having live performances. They're already beginning to arrive. Anyway, have a good weekend from us here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Bonjour, mon nom est Marc Gourmetta. I'm here in Burnaby, BC.